This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
You know, the CEOs of major corporations may be smart people when it comes to business, but many of them apparently do not know when to keep their comments to themselves about the 2016 presidential election. Their public rants against Donald Trump's election and their criticism of voters isn't likely to encourage people to buy their products. Matt Maloney is the CEO of Grubhub. The company offers takeout, but often seems more intent in telling its conservative employees to get out. After criticizing the president-elect and the people who voted for him, he concluded, "If you do not agree with this statement, then please reply to this email with your resignation, because you have no place here. We do not tolerate hateful attitudes on our team." Bill Pensy of Pensy Spices went on a rant about Donald Trump and then concluded with a pointed comment to anyone who was stupid enough to vote for him. He said, "You really are a good bunch, but you just committed the biggest act of racism in American history since Wallace stood at the schoolhouse doorway 53 years ago." The company to join these ranks is the Kellogg's Company. It recently announced its decision to pull ads from the conservative media giant Breitbart.com. The company executives argued that the 45 million monthly conservative readers of Breitbart are not aligned with our values as a company. Breitbart responded by explaining that they are fearless advocates for traditional American values. Perhaps the most important among these is freedom of speech. They also launched a Dump Kellogg's petition and called for a boycott of Kellogg's cereals, Eggos, Pringles, and other brands. As I've said in previous commentaries, it would be wise for businesses and corporations to stop alienating customers and stay out of the culture wars. Unfortunately, a number of CEOs haven't figured this out. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Take Kirby and the Point of View team with you on the go with the Point of View app. Search for Point of View Radio at the Apple or Google Play stores.